Thank you. Thank you. So this verse is an important verse of the section, and the whole verse is an important verse of the section. It is a question of the whole time, in this sense, because for this, it is also a question of the whole time. So, this is a question of the whole time, and it is a question of the whole time, and it is a question of the whole time. This was actually produced in the Bible. The song to the Spanish system is not practical to the system. It was built in process of assigning this single state to the system. The system of the Christian consciousness depends on the activity of the system. So, what do we see that all this well-being of the man and the whole world which is really, and this is grateful for this, he has left the passive blood with me, the school with the mind. He is not violent. He is just a child. 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 And then, when he saw this small beer, this new part, and the challenge, and when he saw this, he had to be a child. He was like a specific person, a specific thing. And the movie of the day was to be that similar. So he decided exactly this energy that he wanted to get that similar. So this energy, this is what generally we have. So actually, when the influence that is lost, there are two critical types of mentalities that we have with some stimulus and chance of others. Either we react with anxiety and tension, or we react with hunger and tension.
So we can see that the community appreciates the mercy of God and actually desires change. So see, they go and say to everybody, Prabhu, please give me a mercy. Master Ji, please give me a mercy. What is this mercy? Is this a loss? Is this a blessing? No. The mercy is success. The mercy is the instructions. The mercy is the methods. The mercy is the rules and regulations by which we will return to some answers. And this is directly Krishna's mercy. The suffering of the life of the world is directly Krishna's mercy. Krishna is directly giving us instruction. Krishna is telling us, please understand, this is wrong with you. This is why you are suffering. So please come out of this. You can be happy. This is Krishna's direct mercy. We have to appreciate this. If we don't appreciate this, it is very difficult. Very, very difficult. Because we will blame others. We will tell this person is responsible for our suffering. That person is responsible for our suffering. That person is responsible for our suffering. Actually, who we are blaming? We are blaming Krishna. Chaitanya Krishna has deserved better. You don't know me. What is your interest in me? You are somebody else. It's not for me. I'm a great devotee. I'm loved. I'm received. I'm chanting. I'm doing so many things. She came. This is a joke. We all love. But then when you actually don't think about yourself, you become because it is way above the stage to accept the suffering of sins. Let us see. In a common husband and wife situation, when there is a problem in the family, how many times we are able to take this mercy? Even if I remotely suggest to anyone that whatever suffering you have gone through in the hands of your spouse is your own credit, it is Krishna's mercy, it will grow. And it's a challenge in most of it. They say, oh, this is wrong. He or she is completely wrong. I am right. And it looks so unrighteous. But then, he said, he's in a town, and it's mercy. This is a great education. To listen, you can make the clear way of doing this wrong to you. This is wrong. So, it takes a lot of courage, it takes a lot of courage to come to this point, to say, yes, I am responsible. But then, believe me, when we come to this point, then we can make peace and peace. Then we can come to this point. Then we can come to this point. Then, we can see, we can really see that the reversal mentality is not worth it. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yatsya Abhyasa Samkhaya, Bhunda Bhunda Bhunda, Sattva Bhunda Bhunda Samhaya, Yatsya Abhyasa Samkhaya. Simply by doing these two things, Yatsya Abhyasa, is saying that we desire something, we create something. We desire this person, we create this person. Yatsya Abhyasa Samkhaya. All the money, and we follow the plan. Sattva Bhunda Bhunda Samhaya. Simply with the condition, that is, 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 that Sankhya Antipa. Krishna has to go through his whole circumstances of making his entire universe look in one position without the result of the matter. It's crazy. And Krishna does this for us, for me. I'm also fine. I'll tell you, Krishna, before I see you, I'm going to go to your body. So Krishna is so merciful. But without Krishna's mercy, I cannot even play out my Ichha and Dvesha. In spite of being what we say, this is Krishna's mercy. That's the whole point of this temple. The whole different temple used in this family. Different temple systems are made, so many things, Sushila, that's a tool, that's a tool, this temple, so many things, and they have a Dvesha, that Dvesha, Vimasoka, Vimasoka, and Vimasoka, and Vimasoka, and Vimasoka, and Vimasoka, the whole world of planets, stars, planets, everything, such as all the times, just because I want to pull out my desire and give it. And this is Krishna. So when we build one house for our time, we take the effort from grateful. I have enjoyed that from your family. I know the Americans just as good. That is a slight brand. It's not very amazing. So, if the arrangement of Krishna was slight, that is so fantastic, what do you think of the arrangement of Krishna for the original thing? What do you think of Krishna for? So excellent it is, so super excellent it is. And why we are working here? Just saying he's wrong. Why do you have to do that? That's why we have to understand that religious and anti-religious examples are in the
I was just wondering if you could further elaborate on what exactly it means to take responsibility for one's life, and also how does that tie in with the idea of surrender?
Yeah,
see,
I just
said,
when you came to this world, you didn't understand the world. So, the origin of the unity of the soul is envy against Krishna. So, that envy is reflected as envy against different persons and different divisions and different situations. So, unless one talks about the origin of envy, which is a piece of the envy of the universe, we can really understand that God is wrong. Disease is lying there, this is not in the animal, and God is in the cell of the person. So if we have to understand this, then we have to understand the basic thing that how to deal with this enemy. to give this belief that we are understand Krishna's power. Unless we understand Krishna's power, we can't do it. So if we have to say that Krishna is fair, then we also have to accept that until Krishna's universe is also fair. So that's the practical meaning of saying that Krishna is fair. So whatever Krishna is doing to us is fair, that means that whatever suffering I'm going through is also fair. So this means that there is no external task for myself. If you don't take responsibility for your life, you can't understand that this man is fair. This is the problem. The literal ending you cannot address if you don't take responsibility for it. If you don't, it's not an artificially assumed mentality. It's not that this is too close. Sometimes we think that this is a thing. What happens with the jiva is that the jiva is holding the sense of mind. It isn't the part of it. Jiva is holding the sense of mind. So maya is an inner force which moves away from us. It is an inner force. Inertia means it's the continuous state of awareness and understanding. So maya is an inner force which is moving away from us. And jiva is holding the sense of mind. So when we take the process of devotional service, the other hand of jiva which is free, Krishna catches hold of the hand. Now Krishna is pulling the jiva towards him, and jiva is going away from Krishna because jiva is holding the hand of him. So jiva is for the jiva to let go of the hand which he is holding to now. The easier you understand it, the simpler devotion is. The more adamant we are to not leave the hand of Maya, the more stronger Krishna's pull has to become. The more stronger Krishna pulls, the more we feel beloved that the pull on the other side, the more painful it is. The whole fourth canto deals with this. A person who is in ignorance and not the liberty is done through passion. This is process work. A person who is in passion and not the liberty is done through austerity. This is true austerity. And the person who is in weakness and not the liberty is simply done through association. This is true association. So the whole fourth canto showcases these three kinds of and the different movements which produce this thing to create a new. We have to make a choice. So we want to kind of look here, and look here. We see all the mental authorities of standing on knowledge and existence. So we just want to take the association of beliefs and then, you know, give up all these nonsense and become this conscious. Make a choice. Take your choice. Krishna says, you and I is the same thing. So Krishna is very democratic. He's a democratic man. So he gives you all the prizes and then he has his name. He is democratic on earth. So you have to be careful and you should know how to play. So how to play is to play Krishna's name. Then I'm not saying that you have to take responsibility for this. Then you can do it originally. So, I didn't speak, so all of this is not easy to do. This is the biggest disadvantage, and this is the biggest disadvantage. The problem is that all you see is love. It is simply independent of your sense of action. The problem is that most of the result. Because if you take on the result, then there is nothing more greater than the result. That's why we should result. Because we see an individual who can interest in the result. Somebody doesn't work. But the only loss, because he has a full of research in mind, which is losing this. It's not easy.